Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
But some of these companies, on top of giving you the paid time off, they're gonna cut you a check for your flights and hotel. How many of you all would honestly sit down and let someone rent your home out for a week or maybe even for a month? I grew up watching my parents, watch this. Watching my parents struggle. Watching my parents where they could not go on vacations. You see, wealthy people are thinking about time. Middle class people are thinking about more money. And I started doing some research, like, well, is there a way I can get an airline package, a hotel package, and transportation from the airline to the hotel for less than $2,000? And there was. There's this amazing website called Americans are leaving paid time off on a table. You see, 78% of U.S. workers admit they do not use all of their paid time off, according to a recent Harris Poll survey of 1,170 American workers. What's the main reason? Well, a lot of them are saying because of busy schedules and heavy workloads and the constant pressure of always being available. On top of that, we see in today's economy, flights are more expensive, hotels are becoming way more expensive, and other vacation expenses have gotten a lot pricier. You see, over the past 3 years, travel costs are up 15% compared to 2019, according to NerdWallet. Despite these changes, paid time off remains a highly valued benefit. In fact, 48% of U.S. workers say they would prefer more paid time off over a higher salary, according to the Harris poll. Now, before I go further, I want to ask you this question. And if you're watching this on YouTube right now, which one would you prefer? Put that in the comment section below. Would you prefer more paid time off, or would you prefer your normal 2 to 3 weeks off throughout the year and a higher pay? Now, you see, to combat burnout and boost employee retentions, some companies, especially in the travel industry, are offering 4-figure stipends to encourage employees to take time off and to travel. Others are helping cover vacation costs with flight and hotel credits. If you're seeking a flexible job that lets you work remotely from home and helps you afford to travel more, to take your family out on vacations, to go out of the country, I am going to be giving you 5 companies that are hiring right now for remote and hybrid roles and offering amazing vacation perks, according to Flex Jobs. But before we go there, as you're going to be traveling this summer, as you're going to be looking into these career fields, and like myself, as we are getting ready to go out and have vacation, I want you to make sure that you are insuring your trip to make sure that if something happens, you are covered. And that's why I want to thank one of today's sponsors of today's show is Insure My Trip. Have you or are you planning your summer vacation but want to ensure you're protected along the way? I want you to look no further than Insure My Trip. Whether it's a family vacation, a summer vacay with bae, or a solo journey, travel insurance will save you from unexpected expenses like trip cancellations, medical emergencies, hospital emergencies, or check this out, and I've used this personally myself, lost luggage. You see, with Insure My Trip, you can compare plans from top-rated insurers to find the best coverage for your needs. It's quick, it's easy, and it gives you a peace of mind so you can focus on enjoying your trip this summer. Don't take any chances with your travels. Protect your investment and your health. Head over to anthonyoneal.com/insuremytrip to get started. Again, that's anthonyoneal.com/insuremytrip. Listen, have fun this summer. Have an amazing time, but most importantly, be safe by getting the coverage you need. We'll drop all their information in today's show notes as well. All right, so let's get to it. All right. Let's get to these five companies that will give you paid time off and a travel reimbursement. Now, what do I mean by this? I want to break this down before I get into the five companies. Let's say, for an example, you have a job and you have 2 weeks' pay. So you have 14 days of paid time off that you are allocated. And then let's say, for an example, some companies will give you an additional 6 to 7 days of sick time, right? And so let's say, for an example, you're going on vacation here this summer and you're going to use 5 days, right? Well, these companies are not only going to give you 5 days paid time off, but some of these companies, on top of giving you the paid time off, they're going to cut you a check for your flights and hotels. This is why this is super important. Now, I don't know the average salary of what these companies are offering. We are going to put a link to all of these companies' websites inside of today's show notes, so you can go in there and see if the salary is comparable. But I thought that this is pretty good. You're going to get a salary, you're going to get a paid time off, and you're going to get some travel reimbursement. This is amazing. You know, one of the things that my company, because we are a relatively new company, my company on average gets about 2 months, and we actually did the math here recently, they get about 2 months off a year. So my company actually only works 10 months out of the year because they're off every Friday. They get 2 weeks off in July, they get a week off in November, and they get 2 weeks off in December. And then that's just for me, and then they get another 7 to 10 days, I think, that they could choose for paid time off as well. And so we're up there, right? Now, we're not doing reimbursements on travel, but it is important to understand that how companies in these days and times, the benefits actually have to be very, 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 very good. But reading up on this, I'm honestly thinking about maybe I should offer maybe some travel reimbursement to my team, because I am seeing that how people are looking for a good balance. They want good pay, but then also they want some good time off. And so I want to do that poll on this too. I want to know how many of you all would prefer more paid time off than a higher salary, or would you want a higher salary and less time off, or would you want like an even balance where, hey, yeah, you may not be getting paid as much as what you think you may should get, but you're also getting a good amount of time paid time off. And me, if I was back in the workforce, I would desire a little bit of both, because I would love to get paid to build my small business on the side. But again, that's for another day and another time. Here's the very first company that I want to talk about, and it is Hopper. Hopper is in the travel industry. You see, Hopper is a cutting edge mobile app revolutionizing travel booking by predicting flights, hotel, and car rental prices with 95% accuracy. You see, working at Hopper means joining a dynamic team dedicated to innovation and customer satisfaction. Employees benefit from a collaborative culture, opportunities for growth, and commitment to work-life balance. You see, this amazing company is a leader in travel tech, offering flexible booking options and striving to make travel more accessible and affordable. Now, the key benefit for working with them is that every single employee, watch this, gets $200 of Carat cash. per year to use towards booking a trip in the Hopper app. So pretty much, hey, not that much, but it's better than nothing. You get $200 of carry cash, and carry cash is simply cash as long as you book the flight through the company's app. Now, what I love about this company is not only are you going to get a discount, but I personally use this particular app, and they are 95% to about 98% accurate on letting me know, hey, here is the best time to purchase flights. Here's the best time if you want to get this hotel room. Here is the best time to get that particular hotel room. So I would check that company out. Sounds like a great company. But let's get into some more good companies here that I believe y'all are going to be shocked by some of their benefits. Here's the number two company, Bamboo HR. You see, now this Bamboo company is in the HR software industry. You see, Bamboo is a comprehensive HR software platform that streamlines all HR functions into one easy-to-use system. I've personally looked into it myself for my company. It covers everything from hiring, onboarding, to payroll, benefits, and performance management. You see, Bamboo is known for its user-friendly interface, robust reporting capabilities, and focus on improving employee experience and company culture. Now, joining the Bamboo HR team means being a part of an innovative company dedicated to helping businesses, specifically small businesses, manage their most important asset. And what's that? It's people. And I love that. You know, when I really think about this company, it's you are spending time and you're helping other business owners like myself best serve my team members, their team members. Now, one of the key benefits for working for this particular company is as part of the firm's paid vacation policy, Bamboo HR offers its employees, check this out, $2,000 every single year to cover vacation expenses like plane tickets and hotel rooms. As I was doing my research on this, is you pay for it up front. When you come back for your vacation, you have to submit the receipt of your airline ticket, and you got to show, I think it was the boarding pass of you actually getting on the airline, and you got to show the receipt of your hotel room and the receipt of you checking out of the hotel room, and you will get up to a $2,000 stipend every single year to be refunded on top of your next check. That's amazing. That is actually amazing. And I was like, that's not a bad idea for me to offer within my company. Although we're not a travel company, we're not a big company just yet. We're going to get there soon. But I was like, you know what? That's not a bad situation. Maybe I can offer $1,000 for a vacation. I don't know. But I'm already having a conversation with my team on what is the best thing we could do to offer our team members. Because we are a relatively a small company and we're growing. But it's like, how can I offer more things that's within my budget to make it a little bit more attractive to continue working with us and to attract other people? But you know why this is super, super important? Super important. Because if you can honestly find a way to get a whole trip for $2,000, this means you can get paid for the vacation and you can get a free trip. And I started doing some research, like, well, is there a way I can get an airline package, a hotel package, and transportation from the airline to the hotel for less than $2,000? And there was. There's this amazing website called Going. I want you to go to anthonyoneal.com/going. That is anthonyoneal.com/going, G-O-I-N-G. And they have packages starting as low as $800, all the way up to $1,500, all the way up to $5,000, depending on what you want to do and where you want to go. I saw a Jamaica package on there, two flights, one king hotel or one double bed hotel room, all you can eat inclusive hotel for $14.99. So this means that flight and hotel, if you was on with them, you would get that trip for 100% free. But even if you're not getting paid to go on a vacation, spending $1,500 a month, or not a month, spending $1,500 going on a good trip to Jamaica or go to Hawaii or go somewhere, man, that is absolutely amazing. So go check out my friends over at anthonyoneal.com/going. Before we jump on over to number three, I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. You see, therapy is super important. And one thing I learned in therapy is the importance of stepping back and having time to myself. I do this every single July. I'll be doing it here soon to where I will unplug from the world and plug back into myself and plug back into God and get recharged. And so I love that I've learned that from therapy, and there's so much that you could learn from therapy as well. That's why I'm super excited to be partnering with my friends over at BetterHelp. Check out this quick commercial. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. And again, my name is Anthony O'Neill here. And today I want to chat about something that hits a little bit different, especially during today's day and time. You know, when I reflect on the relationships in my life that I'm most proud of, it strikes me how much effort it took to actually cultivate them. It's a common myth that relationships should be effortless to be meaningful. In reality, the strongest connections are often those we work hardest to fortify. While I've been on my own personal journey of personal growth, I've come to understand the immense value of having support along the way. It's not just about overcoming significant hurdles. It's also about learning to navigate everyday challenges, setting healthy boundaries, and striving to become the best version of yourself. And this is why I'm a huge fan of therapy. If you're considering therapy, I encourage you to check out my friends over at BetterHelp. Their service is entirely online, offering the convenience and flexibility to fit therapy into your life, not the other way around. And a simple questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist suited to your personal needs. And if for any reason you feel your therapist isn't a perfect fit, you can switch at any time at no extra cost at all to you. So listen, before we get to today's show, take the next step towards strengthening your relationships with yourself. Visit betterhelp.com/AO and get 10% off your very first month. Remember, that's betterhelp.com/AO. Become your own soulmate, whether you're actively looking for one or not. All right, let's grow together. All right, so y'all, we're going to drop BetterHelp's information inside of the show notes. Please check them out, because out of everything we're talking about today, your number one asset is your mind. Even if you think everything is good, hey, I'm not going through anything, I want to encourage you to still go to therapy. Because as you dig deeper, you will learn that all of us have some level of trauma, drama, issues that we all have to really, really deal with. I take therapy so serious that I offer it for free with inside of my company. You know, they can go to a therapy session once a quarter on the company. We will refund that fee, and they go through with BetterHelp. So go check my friends out over at BetterHelp. Here's a number three company. It's called Kindred. Now, I've never heard of Kindred. They are also in the travel industry. You see, Kindred is a home swapping platform that allows members to exchange homes and travel affordably. I thought it was something like a, what do they call that app? Not Turo. What do they call it, y'all? Where you can rent homes. Airbnb. I thought it was like an Airbnb, but it's not. You see, with over 30,000 homes in 100 plus cities, it offers a unique way to experience destination like a local. Members can swap homes without nightly fees, just a small cleaning and service fee. So pretty much what it is, let's say if I have a home and you have a home, I can go in the app and say, yo, I want to go to New York. And if you have a home in New York, and you're like, yo, where do I live? I live in the D.C. area near the White House. Yo, wait, you can come to New York and I'll come to D.C. We'll swap for a week and I'll pay to have your home clean. You'll pay to have, you know, my home particularly clean. And we just swap homes. You see, Kindred uses safety with verified members, $100,000 host coverage, and video introductions. It's ideal for renters and homeowners alike. You see, join Kindred to be a part of a trusted community that values travel, flexibility, and cost-effective living. I'm curious, though, before we go on, how many of you all would honestly do that? What's going on, family? Have you ever worried about the incredible impact of influential figures like Megan Thee Stallion or the profound cultural moments like the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott? These stories are more than just headlines. They are powerful narratives that shape our history and inspire our future. You see, for me, these stories represent the strength, the resilience, and the creativity of the Black community. They remind us of our ability to overcome adversity and create world-shifting change. I believe my audience will find these stories both interesting and inspiring because they resonate with our shared experiences and aspirations. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out my friends at NPR Podcasts. NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting change out of struggle. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Megan Thee Stallion to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Michelle Obama, to the woman behind the Montgomery bus boycott. There's no limit to the range of NPR. Listen right now to these amazing Black stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Like, I am curious about this because their travel benefit is actually pretty unique and it's pretty dope. But how many of you all would honestly sit down and let someone rent your home out for a week or maybe even for a month? And there's no nightly fees. It's just like, hey, we're going to travel. I'm not going to pay anything. Kindred does offer $100,000, protection for the home. You just got to pay a cleaning and service fee. Doesn't sound like a bad idea. Like, it really does not sound like a bad idea. But here's the benefit for employees. These employees, if you work for Kindred, receive a quarterly $1,000 travel stipend to use towards airfare or gas on trips. They do not cover, though, because of their situation, hotel, because they want you to be inside of Kindred and use someone else's house if you do that. But they'll give you $1,000 a quarter, $4,000 a year to go towards airfare and gas while on trips. What I sense from this company is something that I've been practicing for myself is that they want you to get away every single quarter. Every single quarter. I've never said this to my team, but it's like the reason why I gave them Fridays off is because I want them to spend more time with their particular families. You know, I have a lot of younger team members. Maybe a half of us are single with no kids and the other half are married or dating with kids. And I'm like, y'all, I want you to spend time with your spouse. I want you to spend time with your kids. Yo, get away. Go do a 3-day weekend somewhere. Go do a 4-day weekend somewhere. Like, get away and experience that. And the reason why I thought this was so timely is because I grew up watching my parents. Watch this. Watching my parents struggle. Watching my parents where they could not go on vacations. The reason why this show was so important to me is because I watched my mom be in education, have off for the summers, and go pick up two small jobs. We never had the opportunity to, you know, leave California and go to Mexico as a family, go out of the country as a family. We never had family vacations. Let me be honest with you, never. I think the best thing we could do was during the summer, we had vacation Bible school. You know, that's an old Baptist thing, right? And we would go to Six Flags every summer. That's the most my family did as far as in family time. And sometimes, you know, with the we was part of the men's ministry, the little kids ministry, and we'll go camping, right, with the church. But there really was no time to where dad, mom, siblings, we just got away as a family and did vacation as a family. And the reason being is because they had to work. We didn't have the margin to miss days at work. And back then, jobs didn't give you a lot of time off. The most I've seen was anywhere between 7 to maybe 10, max 12 days back in the 90s and early 2000s. Now, because people are working at home, people are like, yo, you can get unlimited PTO. And let me tell you something, man. When a company says you have unlimited PTO, that's cap. They're setting you up for failure from the very beginning. There's no way in the world I could tell my team you have unlimited PTO. We won't be able to get nothing done. We won't. But guaranteed every single month, you're going to have 4 days off. Guaranteed. Paid. Every single day. You have every Friday off every single month paid. So I'm paying you to take the time. But when I hear people say, oh, yeah, I got unlimited PTO and I make $100,000. You don't have unlimited PTO. I guarantee you to go in there and say you're going to take a month off. I guarantee you're fired. Guaranteed. If you just walk in there and say, hey, I just want to take a break for a month. Guaranteed fire, because a company cannot progressively move forward if all of his employees have unlimited PTO. It sounds attractive and it looks good on paper, but it's not effective. But I love companies like Kindred who are saying, you know what? We want to encourage you to travel every quarter. So we're going to give you $1,000 to do 3-day vacations or to use it. We're gonna give you $4,000 a year to go towards that. I wish my family had that growing up. And as I was studying for this, I was like, man, you know what? I really am going to look into this for my company. Which leads me to number 4. We all know of this company, but TripAdvisor. They're also in the tech and the travel industry. You see, TripAdvisor is a popular travel platform that provides reviews, recommendations, and information on hotels, restaurants, attractions, and a whole lot more. I've used them so much. It allows travelers to plan and book trips based on user-generated content and professional reviews. You see, TripAdvisor also offers a variety of services, including booking hotels and flights, as well as vacation rentals. It's known for its extensive database of user review and ratings. This is where we all go to leave a review. I have several influential friends who are content creators. They are paid by TripAdvisor to travel the world and to really give a good, solid, honest review because they're helping millions of travelers make informed decisions when they're traveling. For my I am doing a private cruise out of Italy. And before I went purchased it, I went to TripAdvisor to look at some of the reviews. And one of my friends who I am very aware of, he and his girlfriend took this particular cruise. They were paid to take this particular cruise and give an honest review from TripAdvisor. And it was so refreshing to see the reviews, to see pictures of the food, to see pictures of the room, to see pictures of the yacht, to see pictures of the whole experience, and to get the honest reviews. And what I love about TripAdvisor is you can get a 4.5, 5-star review, but they're gonna be like, hey, you may wanna watch out for this. This is the best time to go. This is not the best time to go. For my birthday, I was going to go to Africa in July. I've never been to Africa. I'm going to Ghana in October with our people. And if you would like to go to Ghana, we actually have 10 slots left, right? No, not left. I was able to secure 10 more slots to go to Ghana. So if you want to go with this, I'll drop that information in today's show notes as well, because we would love to have you to go. These slots are going to go quick. They may not be available now at the time of this video coming out, because we actually just released it about a week and a half ago showing that. So we'll see if they are. If they are, hey, get you a slot. But I was going to go to Johannesburg for my birthday. I was going to invite some friends. But when I went on TripAdvisor, they advised to not go to Johannesburg during the month of July because it's cold. I don't know if it's Johannesburg. I forgot what it is in Africa. But I do know that they told me that, man, it is going to be cold. The summer in that part of Africa is winter. And when it's our winter, it's their summer. And so I was like, well, shoot, I'm so happy I went on TripAdvisor to look at the reviews, to get honest reviews. And I was like, yo, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So you're working with a company that is helping people. If you go work for TripAdvisor, you're helping people. And I heard it, they actually pay very well. Like some of their team members are in the high 5 figures to low 6 figures with the benefits. Now, TripAdvisor reimburses employees for personal travel as part of its global lifestyle, right? The amount paid out of eligible services and products is based on the years of experience and years of service there. Which that is something we're looking at. Like once you cross, you know, 1 year, you get this kind of amount back. Once you get to year two, you get this much. Year three, and then after 4 or 5 years, hey, you're grandfathered in. But TripAdvisor is doing anywhere between, you can get refunded anywhere between 1,000 and your entire trip reimbursed up to $5,000 once a year. So they're not just saying, hey, flights and travels. They're saying like, hey, we will reimburse your entire vacation. So if you're in a car while you're up there, your excursions, your food, your fine dining, anything, everything, we're gonna reimburse that up until a certain amount of money, which I think was like $5,000. So could you imagine making $80,000, $90,000 a year? You get a good amount of paid time off. And now once a year, you can go on vacation for 100% free, paid for from your company? I like that. I like how companies are now, not all companies, but companies are now starting to think about their team members. How can we best take care of them? Okay, we can't pay everybody $200,000. But let me tell you why companies are doing this, and it's so important. And this is why I'm doing it. Because there are certain ways I can do write-offs. There are certain ways I can justify things. Right? Yeah, I might not be able to pay, you know, X amount of dollars, everyone $200,000 on my team, right? But hey, if I bring you in and you're making $75,000 a year, you got 2 months off free, and you get a $5,000 stipend, and you get an end of the year bonus, and you get this, and you get that, and you get that. Like you're building a benefit package while still giving the average pay raise is a year, right? I think it's like anywhere between 1% and 3% to 5% of your gross pay. If you're getting that plus other things, man, these companies they're offering some pretty good benefits, man. And when I saw this, I literally was like, yo, I want to talk about this on my show, because we all need vacation. And some of you all right now, you're grinding hard. You're working two or three jobs. You're paying off your debt. But I want you to get out and have a vacation. I want you to stop, pause, and and go refresh yourself. Even if you can't go to the most expensive places, yo, jet over to Florida and go sit on the beach. Jet over to Mexico and go have a good time. Find somewhere to where you, your spouse, your kids, your loved ones can just get away and unplug from the world and plug back into yourself. Here's the last one, number five. 30 Madison. 30 Madison is a healthcare company. They're in the healthcare industry. And this particular company is a healthcare company focused on making specialized treatment accessible to everyone. They specialize in creating and delivering solutions for specific health conditions with a focus on migraines and et cetera. You see, 30 Madison offers telehealth services and prescription treatments through their brands like Keeps, Cove, and Evens. Their approach combines medical expertise with technology to provide personalized care and treatment plans. When I saw this company, I was like, wow, I like this. Because how many people have issues and prior situations that most healthcare companies do not want to touch? And working with this company, and I did see their salaries are actually pretty good. If you can get in, they kind of remind me of Ramsey Solutions, who offers amazing benefits over there too. Last time I checked, they don't offer any reimbursements for like your vacation time and stuff like that. I used to work there, but they are very generous with their time off, right? But when I say they remind me of Ramsey Solutions, is they're very strict and they're very thorough on how they hire. They pay average, right? They're great on the benefits, but to get through the interview process, it is going to be a little lengthy to get through the interview process. But here's what I love about, you know, this particular company. They get an annual $750 vacation stipend at the end of every single year. So they get cash on top of their check at the end of the year. So with that being said is you will not get that check before going on vacation. But you will have an end of the year check extra for $750 for your vacation stipend. These are five companies that I think you should look into if you're looking to transition into any jobs, if you're looking to you're like, hey, you know what, man, I'm actually cool with my money. I'm comfortable with the salary that I have, but I would like more time off and I would like a company that will pay me to go on vacation. You know, we're going to be hiring soon for some other small things. And that is something that my company and I are looking for. To going into the 2025 is how can we better position our packages for a small business? I don't have the capital and the volume of funds that these particular companies have, but we are blessed and we're not struggling. But how can we best offer these things? Listen, when it comes to looking for a company, as we're ending today's show, don't just look at the salary. And oftentimes I hear people say, you know, I just want the salary. And I did a poll on my Instagram a few days ago. I said, which one would you rather prefer? Would you rather a higher salary? And I asked you that in the very beginning, would you prefer more time off? My response was, if I had to get back into the job field, I would want a balance of the both. I wouldn't want a high six figure job. You know why? Because the requirements that come with that, the expectations that comes with that. No company is gonna pay you six figures and not have any high expectations. Any company that you work for that's paying you anything is gonna have expectations. But once you start making above six figures, the expectations are higher. You are reachable at all times. And I've been there to where I was making a $2, $3, $4, $500,000 a year. And there was no, don't call me on the weekends. Like, wait a minute, I pay you too much to not call you on the weekends. And so if I had to find a job to where I was like, okay, pay me $100,000, $90,000, $100,000, but also give me, you know what I'm saying, a month off every single year, give me some reimbursements, give me a good 401k match, et cetera. I would love that. You know why? Because they're paying me to focus on or to build my side business. So that way, if I ever were to resign, they paid me some of my time to build my business. You see, wealthy people are thinking about time. Middle class people are thinking about more money. How do I get more money and have less time? Wealthy minds are thinking, okay, how do I keep a good amount of money to buy back more of my time and to get paid for my time as I'm building and learning something else? That's what wealthy people are thinking. So I'm not saying take a low pay. No. You don't take a low salary. Get paid for the work that you're doing. But the average person is like, nah, I need my money. Let me get my money. No. Wealthy people are thinking, no, let me get my money. But also, how do I get 2 months of my time? And then from there, how do I best steward this time that I'm paid to have? How do I multiply the money with this free time that I have? Listen, we're going to drop those links in today's show notes. I want you to check out Ensure My Trip. We're going to drop the information. We're also going to drop in Going if you're looking for a vacation. But please check out today's sponsors from the show, Therapy with BetterHelp. Because if you are doing all this working, all this stuff, the greatest asset that we have is this. Let's protect this so we can enjoy the rest of the things around us. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. I'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.